Jai Krishna Jai Vrindavan, and we'll do this in an Orissan raga. We did a little few words with the other night. This raga is called Kalavati. Kalavati is the name for Radharani. Kala means art. One of the names for Orissa is Utkala, or the place of great art. So we sing this song in a little different arrangement. We sing Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, twice we say Jai Vrindavan. And everyone sings that together as a chorus. And I sing a little thing by myself. We'll just sing a few lines of it since we don't have songbooks. Easy lines, I think everybody knows.
Thank you. Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Urupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Patita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Janulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalayatakso Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. And book number 13 should be on my bed. Number 13. My bed. Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatirnakalo Samarpaitam Manuchala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Pacha Goranga Kaha Goranga La Gorangera Namare Pacha Goranga Kaha Goranga Chechana Goranga Bhaje Sehoy Amara Pranare Chechana Goranga Bhaje Sehoy Amara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo
Hare Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prima Bidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Pancha Gopada Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have a very big task in front of us today, and I have a very small ability to speak on it. So we'll do the best that we can. We'd like to speak something today about Gaurangadadhar Gopinath, the relationship between Gaurangadadhar, which is a very, very vast topic. We have in our library in Bhubaneswar three or four books, maybe so big, just about Gaurangadadhar Tattva. Such a big thing. It's not something you can speak about in a few minutes, but we can maybe give some little introduction to it. And we'd like to say something, connection with Gaurangadadhar, connection with Jagannath Puri, and with Tota Gopinath. These three go together. My revered spiritual master used to say that if you... Is this okay, the mic? Yes, it is. Maybe I can put it up here. He used to say that if you want to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to understand Srimati Radharani. Gaura Tattva is not such an easy thing to understand. Contrary to some popular opinion, it's not that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for the purpose of teaching us about reincarnation and vegetarianism. But there's something much, much deeper there, which we should try to understand. We could compare Gaura Tattva, Gaura Leela, to a cake. A cake has two elements. It has very rich, sweet icing. And it has the bulk of the cake. Both are required for a real taste to take place. But we see in the world today, some people, they emphasize one or they emphasize the other. Many times in ISKCON and Gaudiya Mutt, we tend to emphasize the cake part. And the cake part, we could say, is the majority, the flour, that part of the cake, is the majority of the cake. And most of Gaura Leela is Prachar Leela. Maharaj was saying something this morning. Mahaprabhu's travels in South India and getting everyone to chant Hare Krishna. That's the part we emphasize the most generally. The other part of Gaura Leela is Gambira Leela. Gambira means very deep. The 18 years he spent in Jagannath Puri, locked in a room, crying for himself. Very esoteric pastime. We don't emphasize that thing very much, and for good reason, because very few people can understand that. But we see some other types of Vaishnavas, they like to emphasize that part, and they neglect the preaching part. They're not so much interested in that thing. But unless you have both parts of the cake, you can't really understand what the cake tastes like. You can't really understand Gaura Leela. If you only have the icing, you're going to get indigestion. It's too sweet for you to try to digest by itself. It's not meant to be by itself. But if you only have the flour part of it, then you're not going to have the sweet taste. And it won't satisfy everyone if you try to speak to them about Gaura Leela. It might even be a little bit dry for some people. So both things are required. In Gaura Leela, his majority of his Leela was his Prachar Leela, his face of the world, which he performed also here in Jagannath Puri. A good example is there when he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with Gadadhar Pandit. Now you may think, my gosh, what kind of katha was that? The Mahaprabhu hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with Gadadhar Pandit. It's described that they were generally hearing the third canto, or the fourth canto, and the seventh canto, the pastimes of Dhruva, Dhruva Charit, and Prahlad Charit, pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Not the tenth canto, not the Ras Leela, not those very high things. Why is that? Well, there's both a Bahiranga Karan, an external reason, and an Antaranga Karan, an internal reason. The external reason was that Mahaprabhu wanted to teach us that for preaching, we don't speak about these very high internal things. That was an external reason that he gave. But the internal reason is there. He's in the mood of Radharani. And Radharani likes to hear about Dhruva and Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Because they both faced a lot of obstacles. And Srimati Radharani also has a lot of obstacles. in the form of Kutila and Jatila and Abhimanyu, her so-called husband, her so-called mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they're always trying to oppose her from going to Krishna. So internally, that was Mahaprabhu's mood. And externally, he was teaching us this other thing. So as Maharaj was citing this morning, in the book Embankment of Separation, it's described that the love of Braj is a kind of prema taranga, or river of divine love. And that river has two embankments, Sambhogtata and Vipralambhatata. This is also described in a very wonderful book called Vaidagdha Vilas. We can sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Mila amiladaram ritanari bahe Mila rasamoya tanu sadatanarahe Hare Krishna. There's a river of nectar in Vrindavan. And that river is the river of rasa. And in that river, all the swimmers there, they're eternally happy. Rasa moya tanu sada santarahe. And that river has two currents. Sambhoga rasera dhare suke santarai. Vipralamba duke radare kabo bai jai. Hare Krishna. So in that river, in that stream, there's two different currents in that river. One is a current called Sambhog. Sambhog means union. And the other is a current called Vipralamba. Vipralamba means separation. And they're both the river of current of Sambhog. He says, Dare Suke Santarai. It's the current of happiness. And Vipralamba Dukera Dare. That's the current of unhappiness. But he says, in actuality, they're both happiness. Rasamrite Dara Jate Tate Dukanahe. Antare bhavika suke sada magna rahe. Hare Krishna. Rasamrite dara jati tati dukinai. In that river, there's actually no unhappiness. Antare bhavika suke sada magna rahe. There's always happiness and bliss. Tuitara vina rasanari pushtanoi Rasika shekara taha yatna ashatoi Hare Krishna. Without these two currents, the river of rasa is not nourished. And Rasika Shekhar Krishna, therefore, he's very careful to taste both of these streams. So we should understand something about these two things, Vipralamba and Sambhog. It's very important. There's four different types of Vipralamba. The first type is before Radha and Krishna even meet. That type of Vipralamba, it's known as Purvarag. They haven't met each other, but they've heard about each other. Rupa Goswami says in one place, Radharani was once going mad. She was crying. And her companions came to her, Radhe, what's wrong? I want to commit suicide. Radharani, why? I'm so unfortunate. I'm in love with three different men. Could you imagine a girl who's so unfortunate to be intensely in love with three different men? Radhe, what's that? Well, I've heard about this boy, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And I've fallen madly in love with him. His name is Krishna. But then there's another boy. Chitrasakhi, she made some painting of some beautiful boy. He's very blackish. And that painting is such a special painting. Sometimes, although it's just a painting, sometimes the face of that boy, he winks at me. And my heart begins to beat in my chest. And I'm completely in love with him. And then there's a third boy, some fellow who plays on his flute. And when I hear that, I become completely mad and I want to run there to that place. And Lalita says, "Hey, Radhe, it's okay, they're the same boy." So this is Purvarag. Radharani's feeling separation even before they meet. Second type of Vipralamba, Rupa Goswami describes, is called Man. And this is a very wonderful thing. Man is when Srimati Radharani, and sometimes Krishna, that's another topic, usually Radharani, but sometimes Krishna, becomes sulky with the other one. And they have this loving sulkiness. And there's some pleasure in that, even in the dealings in the material world between a lover and beloved, between a wife and a husband. There's some pleasure sometimes if the wife becomes sulky and angry with the husband. Sometimes the husband gets some pleasure. Krishna gets some pleasure. He's supposed to meet Radharani, but he doesn't show up at the assigned time. Instead, he goes to see Chandravali. And the next morning, when the sun's coming up, Krishna comes to see her. And he's saying, "Radhe, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm so late." And Radharani looks at him, and there's some lipstick on his face, and some rouge, and some turmeric from the body of some other girl. And Radharani, she says, "You're so bad. You don't even have the decency to take bath before you come here. You have all the signs of some other woman on your body. Get out. I won't see you again." And Krishna gets pleasure from that. He likes that very much. That's called man. There's some separation due to that. The third type of Vipralamba is called prema vaichitya. This is very inconceivable. It's when the lover and the beloved are together. My Guru Maharaj used to give the example of Prem Sarovar near to Barsana. You may know that place. Once Srimati Radharani was there with Krishna, and Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap. Madhu Mangal, who's a Priyanarma Sukha, he has entrance to some intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was also there. At that time, one Brahmar, one bumblebee came there. And that bumblebee was very attracted. When he saw the eyes of Srimati Radharani, he thought, "Oh, it's a lotus." And that bumblebee went to get some nectar. And Radharani became frightened. So she started trying to make the bee go away, waving her hand at it. When that bee saw the lotus-like hand of Radharani, he became even more excited, more nectar. And then Radharani, she said, "Go away, go away." When that bumblebee smelled the fragrance coming from Radharani's mouth, he became completely intoxicated. And he started going even more closer. And then at that time, very heroically, Madhu Mangal picked up a stick and he began to chase that bumblebee away. Very brave, Madhu Mangal. And then when the bumblebee was chased away, Madhu Mangal very triumphantly said, "Madhusudan is gone." Madhusudan is a name for a bumblebee, that personality who likes madhu or honey. But we also know that Madhusudan is also a name for Krishna, who likes the honey like gopis. And when Radharani heard the words of Madhu Mangal, she thought, "Madhusudan is gone? My Priyatama Krishna is gone? She's sitting on his lap." And she began to cry, feeling separation. And when Krishna saw this amazing ecstatic mood of Srimati Radharani, he also began to cry. And the tears of the divine couple formed that kund, which is still there today, just outside of Barsana, known as Prem Sarovar. So this is known as Prema Vaichitya, when the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation. It's a very inconceivable kind of divine madness. The fourth type of separation, which Rupa Goswami says is the most intense, is called Prabhas. Prabhas he divides into two divisions, Dura Prabhas and Sudura Prabhas. Prabhas means at a distance, when Krishna goes away. Dura Prabhas is when Krishna goes to herd the cows. And the gopis, they can't see Krishna all day long, or at least until noontime. That's another story. And Sudura Prabhas, Rupa Goswami says, is also known as Mathura or Dwarka Prabhas. It's when Krishna goes to a long distant place. That's the most intense type of separation. Just as there are four types of separation, there are also four types of union. We won't go into that direction right now, but just to say, the most intense type of union, the fourth and most intense type, is called Samridhiman Sambhog. Samridhiman Sambhog is union that takes place after Sudura Prabhas, after great separation. It's important that we understand some basic principles of this Vipralamba Tattva, this science of Vipralamba. Jiva Goswami in Priti Sandarbha gives a definition, a very interesting definition to the word Vipralamba. Tattva Vipralambo Viprakarshena Lambaha Praptir Yashasa Tata. Vipralamba means lamba, attainment of something from a distance, vipra. In other words, it means external separation, but internal union. Srila Prabhupada describes this in one purport to Adi Leela chapter 4 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains the stage of meeting Krishna. Therefore, Vipralamba is the highest. And therefore, Krishna thought to himself, the love of these gopis, the love of Radharani, it's inconceivable. When I'm not with them, they're feeling union. And when I'm with them, just as at Prem Sarovar, they're feeling separation. What a kind of madness this is. So let me increase their ecstasy. Let me increase their happiness. Let me churn the ocean of rasa. I'll leave Vrindavan. But he doesn't really leave Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan aparichaga padikam nagachati. This is a very big subject. We gave a seminar for 4 or 5 days last year in Mayapur called Krishna Never Leaves Vrindavan. And we offered 4 different explanations of how it is that Krishna never leaves. Because he leaves. Akura takes him away. That's there in Krishna book. That's there in the 10th canto. But he doesn't really leave. And different explanations are there. It would take a long time to explain that. In his Artha Darshani commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath gives one very interesting explanation. He says that when Nanda Maharaj was returning to Vrindavan from Mathura, Krishna actually went back with him. Krishna came back to Vrindavan. He promised he would return, and he did return. But he says at that time, there were 2 Nanda Maharajas manifest, and 2 Krishnas manifest. One stayed in Mathura, and the other went with Nanda Maharaj. And there's a compartment. There are 2 compartments in Braj. One compartment of Sambhog, union, and one compartment of Vipralamba, separation. That compartment in Vrindavan of separation is Jagannath Puri Dham. This is Vrindavan. How that's Vrindavan, it's a very difficult thing to understand, but this is the compartment of Vrindavan of separation. So, it's a very, very big subject matter. This separation, the feelings of separation are the highest in love. Krishna describes this in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Pradyagyapi prema kritat prihanam vicheda davana lavegatonata santapa jatena duranta shoka vishena gadam bhavatai vadukam tatapi samboga sukara pistuta sakopyanani Sakopyani varchatamo manoramaha Pramodarasi parinamato dhruvam tatraspuritad rasikaika vedyaha. He says that although my beloved gopis are suffering in the forest fire of separation and are burning in pain, he said that pain for them is more ecstatic than the happiness of directly meeting me. That pain that they're feeling in separation is indescribable. It's enchanting. It's an ocean of ecstatic love. And he said only those persons who are learned and tasting the mellows of that spiritual love can understand it. And Sanatana Goswami, he comments on this. Itagni patiyogi ganahimadi sparsena padadyangeshu jayamana paramamaha jadyasya jvalad angara sparsha varabhigya syat tatahi tatangara sparsha patitir mityam paramamaha jadyam eva satyam tatatapi dukasya patiter mityatvam eva sukashaiva satyatvam vigyayam. He gives a very interesting analogy. Just as your hands or your feet, when they are touched by ice, which is just the opposite of fire, but when you touch that ice, you feel like you're being burned. And on one hand they feel cold, but on the other hand they feel some burning separation. He says, similarly, the apparent suffering from the feelings of separation is actually not real, but it's experienced as ecstasy, as bliss only. This is the indescribable nature of vipralamba, of separation. We can't understand this. This is a very theoretical thing for us. We're just speaking some words. But it has some relevance for us in another way. We have a new book we just published. And we have the book, it says, Life and Teachings of Our Revered Spiritual Master, Gaura Govinda Maharaj. The first part of the book is called The Life Story, and the second part is His Teachings. And we gave Jagadatma Prabhu the last word in the life story. There's an epilogue chapter which takes place after the disappearance of Gaura Govinda Maharaj, after he spoke this story we spoke a few days ago, called Three Logs of Wood, we spoke last night. He left this world speaking that story. And we gave some epilogue, some understandings from different devotees, what that means and what Gaura Govinda Maharaj means, what his relevance is to us. His Holiness Dhanadhara Maharaj has a very beautiful, very profound realization, a dream that he had shortly after Gaura Govinda Maharaj left. And different devotees, including Radha Govinda Maharaj, Nayendra Prabhu, Maniti Maharaj, and different devotees, they have different comments in that section. And the last comment is from Jagadatma Prabhu. Jagadatma Prabhu mentioned how he once asked our Guru Maharaj, he said, Maharaj, you're always speaking about separation between Radha and Krishna. And you're always saying that we should cry in separation. But that's very theoretical. How can we understand that? And our Guru Maharaj gave him an answer then. He said, you'll understand this after I leave this world. So this is a theoretical thing for us, this separation between Radha and Krishna. It's something which sounds very poetic, and maybe it touches our heart a little bit. But it's really not something very practical for us. But we experience it in a practical way. The devotees, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they experienced that in a practical way. After Prabhupada left this world, and those disciples of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, they know this thing. And other devotees whose spiritual master has left, they understand that at that time, if your heart is really given to your spiritual master, you can begin to cry. We don't know Krishna, but we can understand Guru. Guru is a very mystical thing. Guru is not an ecclesiastical position. It's not that, okay, look, I've been here in the temple now for 12 months and 3 days, and everybody else are all initiated, and I'm still Bhakta Mike. I should get a name also. So you go to the temple president, And he asked him, can you tell me a list of all the gurus? Can you give me a list of all the different names of the gurus? And maybe give me some pictures also. I'd like to see, you know, what they look like. And then you pick somebody out for some ecclesiastical consideration. That's not guru. You may get be fortunate enough to find someone who's an elevated person. Even some devotees were initiated by Srila Prabhupada. But some of them, it didn't exactly click. A few of them left. Even one devotee, very infamously, later left Srila Prabhupada. And before he left, he asked Prabhupada for blessings to find a bona fide guru. And Prabhupada told him, I bless you, you won't find a bona fide guru for many, many lifetimes. So just because someone takes initiation or comes in contact with a person doesn't mean the real contact is there. Because guru is a manifestation of Krishna. He's Krishna's representative. When we cry to Krishna, when we want to know Krishna, Krishna manifests in the form of guru. And according to the quality of our heart, according to the quality of our crying, Krishna sends a person accordingly. And we have an accordingly a type of relationship with that personality. So guru is really a very mystical thing. It's a mystical experience. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. What do we do with all these very high topics of Radha and Krishna? I can't understand that. It's Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. The highest thing is Raja Guyam, very confidential. Pratyaksavagamam dharamyam. Susukam kartamavyayam. If you want to understand that, you have to practically realize it. We have so many books. Why do we have all these books? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I only know one shloka. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nascheva, 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 gatiranyata. So then what do we need all the books for? It's described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the beginning of his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, that just as Krishna has his Sarup Shakti, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, Bhagavan era Sarup Shakti, Rupa Bhakti Vidyai, Sabda Brahma Nameshwareha Swaraha. Just as Krishna is not properly worshipped by himself, so also Harinam is not worshipped properly by himself. Krishna should be worshipped with Srimati Radharani, and the holy name should be worshipped with his Sarup Shakti. Radharani is Krishna's Sarup Shakti. And Nam also has a Sarup Shakti. That Sarup Shakti is Krishna Katha. It should be worshipped. We need to hear some Hari Katha, because that Hari Katha is Nam Mahima. It's glorification of the holy name. Therefore, we read Shastra, we hear these things. It's important. But otherwise, if you have complete faith in the holy name, it's not necessary. How many Sanskrit shlokas did Gaurakishore Das Babaji know? How learned was he in Vedanta Sutra? He didn't read Govinda Bhashya or this or that. He just took complete shelter in the holy name, and all the purports of the Vedic literatures became revealed to him because he had complete faith in the holy name. But we're durbhagya. We're unfortunate. We don't have such a thing. So we need to hear Shastra also. It's a practical thing. So it's enough to have Krishna, but it's not enough. We need to realize Krishna in a practical way. And that realization of Krishna in a practical way is Sri Guru. When we cry to Krishna, Krishna, I don't know you. Please help me. Please, maybe we don't even know his name is Krishna. Please, God, give me some answer. And then all of a sudden you meet a devotee. You get that book. You meet Srila Prabhupada. You meet some wonderful saint. And then you realize, wow, God is real. Krishna's real. It's not just a theoretical person in the sky. He's real. He answered my prayer. And then your conviction begins. That's a do shraddha, tata sadhu. In the beginning we have faith in what? Faith in sadhu. We have faith because we cry and Krishna sends that person to us. So that's practical for us. And we'll all experience that thing sooner or later of separation from our spiritual master. And it's a great test. After my revered spiritual master left this world, we went to have darshan of a very elevated Vaishnav who is a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. His name was Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And we went to him, we said, "Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj has left, and what should we do?" And he gave such a nice answer. He said, "Don't think he's gone. Don't think he's dead. If you think he's dead, he's not dead. You're dead. You're man more above. You're brain dead. He's not gone. He's just hiding in the bushes to see what you're going to do." Similarly, Krishna, he had some desire. He wanted to know what was the love of Radharani. He's Rasika Sekar. He's a supreme relisher of all rasa. But there was something that was beyond him. And that was the love of Radharani. He couldn't taste it. Maharaj spoke about that this morning. Because he's the opposite. He has a position. He has a job. He's Prithi Vishroy. He's Bhagavan. He's God. He can't understand Prithi Ashroy, the abode of love. Just as fire can't understand water, oil can't understand water. They're opposites. So Krishna became very greedy. How can I understand Radharani's love? It's described by one of the disciples of Narahari Chakravarti in his very wonderful biography they wrote of Narahari Chakravarti, which is included as an appendix in one of the writings of Narahari Chakravarti. Anyway, and in there he describes how Narahari Chakravarti once had a vision. That's a very long story. Very nice story, but we won't tell right now. But anyway, in that vision, he saw Radha and Krishna together. And Krishna was on his knees and he was praying, "Radhe, please give me your bhav. Please give me your love." And Radharani was very shy. "What do you want with my love?" Because that's the nature of ecstatic love. The possessor of ecstatic love thinks they don't have any love. Thinks that their feelings are useless. And Radharani, she felt like that. "What do you want with my feelings for?" "No, Radhe, please, please, I beg you, give me that thing." And then Radharani, she told him, "Hey Krishna, if I give you this thing, my dear Priyatama, then what's going to happen to you? You'll become mad like me. They call me Pagalini Radha. Mad Radha. I'm rolling on the ground in separation from you. If you take my feelings, what's going to happen to you? Your body is so soft like butter. How are you going to roll on the ground and cry?" So then, in this particular story, Radha told him, "I'll cover your body. I'll embrace you. And when you go rolling on the ground, I'll protect your body with my body. Therefore, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but Radharani's there on the outside, covering him in the form of her kanti, her complexion, and her mood, her bhav is predominant in Gora. That's one explanation. My Guru Maharaj, he told a very astonishing explanation, which is a very big subject matter, but we should maybe touch on just a little bit of it. He said that once he gave a class in Bhubaneswar, which we had a very good opportunity to take part at, and he said, "Today we have a very big subject before us. Very inconceivable topic. Why did Ramananda Roy faint?" You remember that from Wuji. And he spoke about how Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the bank of the Godavari, and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested before him the form of Radha and Krishna. And then he showed some other form, which Ramananda Roy fainted. Why? Which Ramananda Roy Singh fainted. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tapamoya.
Kahile de kulam toma sanyasi swaro. Kedi toma deki muni shyama goparu. Hare Krishna.
Ramananda Roy said, at first I saw you like a sannyasi, and then I saw you, first I saw you as Gaurasundar, then I saw you as Shyamasundar, Krishna with a flute, but now I'm seeing something else. What did he see?
Radhikara bhava kanti kore angikar. Vijarasa aswadite kore achavatar. Hare Krishna.
Said, my Lord, I can understand that you have assumed the ecstasy and the bodily complexion of Radharani. And by doing that, you're tasting your own transcendental rasa, and therefore you have appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Teki Ramananda hoila anande muchite, karite na pare deha parila bumite, Hare Krishna.
When Ramananda Roy saw that, he fell to the ground, unconscious, in a faint. Why? He'd already seen Krishna. Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Sakhi. He knows Radharani very well. And he knows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very well. Why did he faint? He's seen Mahaprabhu before. He's seen Radharani. He's seen Krishna before. But this time, Ramananda Roy saw something he'd not seen before. Maharaj spoke this morning about three different symptoms of Sudura Prabhas. Sudura Prabhas is when Krishna goes away to Mathura. There's three different types. Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhavan. Bhavi, Sudura Prabhas, is separation which hasn't happened yet. The gopis, they hear some very terrible news. A rumor is spread, like a terrible fire in Vrindavan. Akrura has come to take Krishna away. And tomorrow he's going to leave. And the gopis are feeling intense separation. Sudura Prabhas, the feelings of separation from Krishna going to a distant place. But it's Bhavi Sudura Prabhas. It's a little technical. Try to understand this. The feelings of separation before it's happened, it's coming. The second type is Bhuta Sudura Prabhas. Krishna's already left. He's gone. And the gopis are just standing there in the road, looking at the cloud of dust in the distance where Krishna left. That's Bhuta Sudura Prabhas. And Ramananda Roy and Vishakha, they've seen both these. Bhavi Sudura Prabhas and Bhuta Sudura Prabhas. But there's one thing he hasn't seen. That's called Bhavan Sudura Prabhas. Bhavan means in the act of happening. He's understood these different types of separation, different types of union. Just as there's three different types of Sudura Prabhas, there's also three different types of Samriddhi Man Sambhog. It's a little technical, please tolerate. Samriddhi Man Sambhog means fully enriched union. It takes place, I mentioned before, after Sudura Prabhas, after the lover and the beloved have been reunited again, after being separated from a long distance. That's called Samriddhi Man Sambhog. And that also is Bhavi, Bhuta, and Bhavan. It's in the act. It's about to happen. They've heard Krishna's returning. We're going to meet him in Kurukshetra. The gopis were in such ecstasy, they were running to Kurukshetra, crying. Sometimes they couldn't see, sometimes they were falling down on the ground. That's Bhavi Samriddhi Man Sambhog. And then there's Bhuta Samriddhi Man Sambhog, which has already taken place when the gopis and Krishna meet at Kurukshetra. And then there's Bhavan Samriddhi Man Sambhog, in the act of happening. So, a very big thing. Ramananda Roy saw something he'd not seen before. Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. He's two opposites in one container. He's sambhog, union, because Radha and Krishna are both there. But vipralamba, separation, is a predominating feeling in Gaura. This is very difficult to understand. To understand this, we should try to understand something about Krishna's departure from Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that just as a goldsmith heats gold to show the value, the purity of that gold, similarly Krishna applied fire to the hearts of the Brijbasis in the form of Vipralamba Agni, the fire of separation, to show the purity of their love. He opened up a school of Braj Prem, and Uddhava was the first student. And then later on, he opened up another chapter of that school of Braj Prem in Kurukshetra. And this time, he invited Rukmini and Satyabhama. They wanted to see. We spoke something last night how Rukmini and Satyabhama were asking, "Who is this Radhe? You have such intense love for her. We want to meet her." Krishna told them, "It's not possible. You can't meet Radharani. She'll never leave Vrindavan. But one possibility is there. Soon there's going to be a Chandragrahana, a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, and we can meet at Kurukshetra, because everyone from India will be going there. And at that time you can see the gopis." So Krishna, he opened up another chapter of that school of Braj Prem. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says like this, to further glorify the gopis, to further teach the glories of their love. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he opened up another school called Rathiatra. And he experienced the same feeling as the gopis experienced, meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra. What did the gopis say to Krishna when they met him in Kurukshetra? Sukadeva Goswami says they only spoke one verse. What is that? There's a Bahiranga Karan and an Antaranga Karan. External and internal reasons. The external reason, according to some commentators, is that Sukadeva Goswami couldn't speak about the words of the gopis. It was too much for him. So he only spoke one verse. But the internal reason is that that verse is a very, very special verse which gave so much purport. That verse is a very difficult verse to understand. And that same verse, which is spoken by the gopis, was spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Jagannath Puri at the Rathiatra. Ahushchate nalina nava padada vindam yogeshvarai ridhi vichinta magada bodai sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam geham jusam apimanasya diyat sadana. This verse is very difficult to understand. Jiva Goswami alone has given two or three explanations of this verse, which are very different in his Sandarbhas. Very difficult verse to understand. Prabhupada's given a general translation. The gopis are offering prayers to Krishna. "Our dear Lord, your Lord Narayan, your navel is like a lotus, your Yogeshvara, your worship by the greatest of yogis and mystics. We wish that your lotus feet would again be awakened in our hearts, although we're just ordinary persons absorbed in family life." This is a general definition, general translation of this verse. But there's some parokshavad, some hidden meaning, some double meaning there. the gopis are speaking. Maharaj, I think, referred to this verse this morning in his class. Why are the gopis addressing Krishna as Bhagavan, as Narayan? What is that? If your little boy that you grew up, you're a mother, and your little boy becomes the CEO of Microsoft Computers, and you go and see him, and you're going to say, "Oh, excuse me, sir. Huh? Now you're the CEO of Microsoft Computers. Could I speak to you for a few minutes? Can I have an appointment through your secretary?" Are you going to speak like that? Is this the love of the gopis, that they're coming before Krishna and they're speaking to him in such a way? What is the meaning? There's a double meaning here. We wrote something about this in an article in our last Krishna Kathamrita magazine. We called it The Opulence of Jagannath Puri. And we give a much more elaborate explanation there than I'm going into today. The gopis are speaking in a particular way. If you come from a small village and your bro, your bandhu, your intimate friend becomes a CEO of Microsoft Computers, and you go to see him, what you might say to him? The gopis are speaking like that. "Oh, Krishna, excuse us. You're a Bhagavan now. God, oh. You're worshipped by all the best of the yogis and mystics." We're not mystics. Jiva Goswami explains this, Yogeshwarai. We're to say that the gopis are meaning, we can't meditate on you. What are you telling us all this? We should meditate on you. We can't do that. Because for meditation to take place, you have to have a peaceful mind. And our mind's not peaceful. We have no mind because you stole our mind. And we want it back. We can't act like yogis. We're not like that. Samsara kupa patito taranavalamba. We're very fallen. We're just from some small village called Vrindavan. Do you still remember Vrindavan? Do you still remember the inhabitants there? These are the feelings. These are the emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. So he opened up another school of Braj Prem. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I think it was 1922, and Brahmagiri Alarnath, who were going in a few days, he said a very strange thing, which his disciples couldn't understand. He said, "Very soon, we have to take Alarnath, Gopinath, Mahaprabhu, and Jagannath. We have to take them to England. We have to take them in an airplane to different places." His disciples couldn't understand that. With all respect, they're great personalities. But perhaps they didn't have the quality of faith that our Srila Prabhupada did. Srila Prabhupada fulfilled that. Krishna opened up a school of Braj Prem with one student, Uddhava. Then later he opened another branch in Kurukshetra. And many, all the residents of Dwarka got to attend that university. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened it up for millions of people coming to Jagannath Puri. And then Srila Prabhupada took that same school of Braj Prem, which is Jagannath Rath Yatra, and he took and opened it up all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ke! Hari Sari Prabhu told us once that we all know how Prabhupada had Rath Yatra as a child, but Hari Sari told us one detail I hadn't heard before. He said that Prabhupada told him that his father had that little chariot made for him, and Prabhupada loved Jagannath so much and loved Rath Yatra so much, Prabhupada kept it in his bedroom right next to his bed. And he was always meditating on Rath Yatra. And it's something he took all over the world. This is Krishna's school of Braj Prem. So, Ramananda Roy fainted. I got a little off track, I'm sorry. Why? Because he saw something he'd not seen before. Krishna left Braj to glorify the love of the gopis, but also because he wanted to taste Radharani's love. He wanted that bhav, but Radharani wouldn't give it to him. Krishna had a debt. Krishna tells the gopis, "Napareham, napareham, napareham, nidavadya samyujo. I can't repay you. Because your love is spotless. If you have a big debt, Tapumaya Prabhu, when you become a grihastha. Mm-hmm. So he borrows 10 lakhs of rupees. Mm-hmm. A big debt. And then you have to repay it. They're going to come with sticks and break your kneecaps. Mm-hmm. You have to repay the money. So what are you going to do? You have to get a job. But Tapumaya has been a brahmachari his whole life. No one's going to give him a job. Mm-hmm. What kind of work can he do? You can't get a job. So he can try to borrow the money, but no one's going to lend him the money either when they hear about that. So if you can't borrow it and you can't get a job, then what do you do? You only have one recourse. You have to steal it. Hmm? So Krishna, he tried to borrow Radharani's love. No, we're sorry, you can't have it. Huh? He tried to get a job. I'll serve you in so many different ways. That's another story. Krishna came in so many different disguises because he was disturbed. He's Param Bhagavan, the absolute truth. Fully self-satisfied, but he's not satisfied because he's disturbed that I must repay Radharani. So he dressed himself up like a gopi and went to serve Krishna. That's a very long story. We won't get into that now. And Radharani found out who he was. Hey, you can't serve me. He couldn't get a job. And he couldn't borrow it. So only he had one choice left. Krishna's famous as a thief. Mm-hmm. Govinda Priya, she likes to worship Krishna. But I have to tell you, Govinda Priya, he's a thief. He steals things. Very bad. He steals butter. He steals the clothes of the gopis. And he steals Radharani's heart. This is the vision of Ramananda Roy. Radharani, her heart is like a champak flower. Champak Varni Radha. Huh? Her color is like a champak flower. That champak flower is an interesting flower. It blossoms at night. It blossoms under the rays of the moonlight. You can't see what will make that champak flower blossom. Little by little, in an imperceptible way, the rays of the moon enter into the champak flower and that flower opens. So similarly, Krishna, he opened up little by little the heart of Srimati Radharani by applying the heat of Vipralamba Agni. And then that Shama Sasadara, that moon-like Krishna, Kutuki rasastomam hritva, Rupa Goswami describes in his Dvitiya Chaitanya Ashtakam. Kutuki rasastomam hritva, he entered into Radharani's heart and he stole her love. So Krishna never left Vrindavan. He was there. It seemed like he left, but he was really still there always. He entered into the heart of Radharani and hid there. But something amazing happened then. When he entered into the heart of Radharani, they were there by the bank of the Jamuna, and the Vrindavan forest was there, and the gopis were there, and Krishna entered into Radhika's heart. And when he came out of her heart, suddenly everything was different. His Shamavarna had become Gauravarna. Shamasundar, blackish Krishna, became Gaurasundar, golden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he came out, Vrindavan was gone. The Jamuna wasn't there. There was the Ganga. And it was Navadvip. And he had a golden form. And the gopis had the form of male companions. And Srimati Radharani came as Gadadhar Pandit. So, this is the introduction for our talk. And I think we'll stop there. And maybe we have any more time, some other time. There may be some other time. This is a lot of things to digest, I think. So maybe we can have some questions and answers. If you think about some of these things and you go in the direction, you'll find a lot of answers. Because when we begin to make a building, we have to make a foundation. I'm sorry, I hadn't prepared for this topic properly, and I wasn't conscious of what we were going to have to speak. And then thinking about it today, I realized we had to build a strong foundation to go to where we wanted. So anyway, now you have something of a foundation on this topic to understand something about Gaura Gadadhar. And we'll say maybe something a little later, some other place. Are there any questions or comments from any devotees? Prabhuji, is there a microphone?
Yeah.
Or Mataji, I'm sorry. I can't see very well.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please tell me, explain how you see union in separation and separation in union.
Thank you. It's a very, very inconceivable thing. I remember we gave some talks last year. We called Meeting in Kurukshetra. And we went over, 10 or 15 different explanations of Krishna's departure from Vrindavan and his meeting in Kurukshetra with the Brijbasis. And one thing disturbed me initially. Again and again and again, some description was there of how the Krishna was telling the gopis, I'm always with you. Just meditate on me. There's no separation between us. And I thought, gee, that's not a very nice thing. Huh? Some newly married lady may be there. Huh? And your husband calls you on the phone, my dear, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to go away to a distant place. But don't worry, I'll be back in 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you can think of me, and we're always together. How many ladies will be satisfied with that? No. So how is it Krishna's telling like this to the gopis? It sounds like he's cheating, and maybe he's saying something for us, that we can meditate on Krishna. And then Krishna's actually there. Okay, but that's not enough for the gopis. On one level, that's going on, but there's another level. We should understand the nature of Vipralamba. Some secret is there in Gopal Champu. Jiva Goswami describes an exchange of letters between Krishna and the gopis. When Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, he wrote a letter to Mother Yashoda. He wrote letters to the cowherd boys and the gopis. And they wrote back to him. And Krishna was telling the gopis, I'm there with you. Don't think it's a dream. He even said, Radharani, don't think it's a dream that you're lying in my bed and embracing me in Mathura. The sheets in my bed here in Mathura, they have the fragrance of your body on it. It's reality. This is the nature of Mahabhav. Mahabhav is when the union and separation come together, which is Jagannath Puri Dham. So that's an indescribable kind of ecstasy. Vipralamba means external separation, but internal union. And therefore there's great happiness there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying on the outside in separation. But on the inside there's union, because he's Radha and Krishna combined together. Is that okay? Thank you. Anything else is there, Prabhuji? Can someone take him the mic? Gidanagari Prabhu.
That's Lord Jagannath Charan Tulsi.
Some?
Lord Jagannath Charan Tulsi.
Achha.
If you're speaking about it, it's very difficult for us to understand these emotions, but maybe we can understand it in our spiritual masterpieces. So I was asking the question that in this material world that we live in, people grieve. Somebody dies. Something really drastic happens, they're separated from their loved ones, they both grieve. Then somehow or other, maybe they're grieving and somebody they really thought was a long lost love comes back, and then they feel great joy and happiness. So my question is what is the relationship between these emotions that we feel in this material world and the emotions of Radha and Krishna that we're talking about? Is there any relationship, or are they just completely two different separate things?
Thank you very much, Prabhu. We need something practical. Gita Nagari Prabhu is a very practical person. So we can speak so many theoretical things about Radha Krishna Leela, but we need a practical thing. We can't understand their feelings of separation. We can't approach them. We need to have their intimate companion. Nikunjuyuno ratikeli siddhaya yali bir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati daksha dativala bhasya vande guru shicharanara vindam. And that's Sri Gurudev, who's very expert in arranging the conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna, because that personality, who in the language of my Guru Maharaj is Sarup Shakti Krishna Pushta Parikar, the intimate associate of the Lord, who's a Sarup Shakti, who descends from the spiritual world and arranges the union of Radha and Krishna. That's Guru. We don't know if your Guru is like that or not, but this should be the attitude of the disciple. They should see their Guru like that. They should consider their Guru to be in this way. You can't tell. There's no test. It's a test of the heart. So that's our connection to Radha and Krishna in this way. And when we feel some separation from our Guru, after the departure of Guru, after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, I'm quite sure if you ask any Prabhupada disciple, they'll tell you that everything became black. Everything became terrible. We experienced something like that ourselves when our Guru Maharaj left, but we can't even imagine what it must have been like for our society, because Prabhupada was it for everyone in the whole society. And then all of a sudden he's gone. But then for those sincere devotees who continue to follow the instructions Srila Prabhupada gave them, they found a reunion. They found a type of meeting with Srila Prabhupada in their heart. There's a meeting with the instructions of the spiritual master. If we have faith, we may be a very fallen person. But if we have strong faith in the instructions of our spiritual master, even after his departure, I'm so fallen, I can't see him, I can't hear his voice, but he told me to do this thing. Well, come hell or high water, I'm going to do that thing. I'm not going to give it up. And then there's another type of meeting. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that, he dedicated the Srimad Bhagavatam to his divine grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is always living in his instructions and the follower lives with him. So if we follow the instructions of our Guru after that terrible loss of separation, then we're meeting again. It's a great test, because most people don't have faith. We just see the body is gone and we think of our Guru as the body. Oh, he's dead now, he's no longer present. I can't associate with him anymore. As we said, he's not dead, you're dead. Man morabhav, you're brain dead. Because you don't have faith. But if we have faith, he's a transcendental personality. And now it's a test. Let me follow his instruction and I'll meet him again. Then I would hazard to say, the senior devotees here, please correct me, but I would hazard to say that every disciple of Srila Prabhupada who's been true to the instructions of Prabhupada has experienced that. They've met with Srila Prabhupada, maybe in a big way, in a form of a dream, or something else, or some inspiration, but they've met Prabhupada again. And when that meeting takes place again, our faith becomes redoubled, and our happiness becomes redoubled. We see, we understand, our spiritual master is real. He's Sadguru. Oh, he's a genuine personality. He's not dead. And I can be with him. And in my relationship with him, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj told us that it can be even better now. Because when he's present, so many people are there, you can't go to meet him. But now you can meet him anytime you want. Anytime that you cry for him. So this is the same as Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the gopis, they were feeling separation from Krishna, but there was union in their heart when they remembered Krishna, when they followed Krishna's instructions. So this is a practical part of Braj Leela for all of us, in my humble understanding. Is that okay, Gitanagari Prabhu? One more thing. We should stop. Okay. Go ahead.
That's wonderful when we're talking about Guru. Okay, what I'm saying, is there any, my question was, is there any my question is more of a question of what happens to people in this material world when they grieve over the loss of someone in their life. Does that have any, because we hear these pastimes of grief. People are, they're grieving for Krishna. They want him back, and he's not coming back. That grief is a kind of grief. So I'm wondering, what I'm saying is there any relationship between that? Is the whole world, is this kind of grief we feel a perverted reflection of that grief, or is it, has nothing to do with it?
I saw a story in the news recently about the true story. One man and woman, they had been married for over 70 years. They were in their 90s. And one day they were crossing a street, and a car came and hit both of them at the same time. And they rushed them to the hospital. Someone phoned their children, "Your parents are in the hospital, they're dying, please come soon." And they went there, and when they went to the hospital, they found that their two parents, who had always been together, they were high school sweethearts, they grew up together, they got married at like the age of 16 or 17 or something. And they were together for so long, they were lying in two beds next to each other, and they were holding hands still, and they were in a dying condition. And the father died, and they had a machine on him, and they were picking up a heartbeat. He died. He was dead, but there was a heartbeat coming. It was a heartbeat of their mother coming through his hand. And then she also left her body. So it's very romantic. This is mundane love and separation in this world, huh? In this world, when people have some separation, they become manmorabad. They become brain dead. They can't deal with it. It's too much to cope with. That this person that I love so much is now gone. And part of them dies. And sometimes they die also, like this couple who died together. Huh? Or some person, when they hear about their beloved dying, they also die. That's the nature of separation in this world. But in transcendental separation, there's union on the inside. And also it's there with the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada spoke a lot about this. That actually the ecstasy, he wrote in one letter, I think it was to Jadarani, the ecstasy of separation from the guru is greater than the ecstasy of meeting him. So this is the difference between mundane separation and spiritual separation. We'll stop there. Maharaj had some announcements. Srila Prabhupada ke, Shishi Radha Lalita Tota Gopinacho ke, Gopremanande, Vamcha Kapadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namah.